This Is Your Fault, written by Mrs. _D and read by Kaber. This is an MCU fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Bucky slash Steve slash Sam.
I kind of feel like this is your fault, Bucky said, watching Sam's shadow pass back and forth in front of the window of their house.
You were the one who brought a duckling inside, Steve pointed out, annoyed. Even though it was cold out, Bucky protested, and he was all alone.
Even though, Steve carried on, Sam warned you not to. He told you what could happen when he grew up.
He wasn't that specific, Bucky countered.
From the way he tells it, he was pretty damn specific, said Steve, his temper rising. He specifically said if it was a male Muscovy.
He also said he didn't know what breed it was, Bucky interrupted. They all pretty much look the same when they're little.
And a duck's understanding of gender?
Oh, do not start on about a duck's understanding of gender again.
Sam's voice, loud and sharp through the open window, cut them both off.
No. No, that is not how we behave, Yaki.
You're the one who set him off tonight, Bucky said, once the quacking had died down.
All I did was come home, Steve exploded. I came home from a mission, like I always do. I kissed my husband, like I always do. Then I kissed our husband, who, according to your delusional pet duck, is now his bondmate, and...
There was another eruption of quacks and flaps. Sam's voice rose once more, before dropping down again into something more soothing.
Your fault, Bucky muttered, sulking.
Steve rolled his eyes. Even after 90-some years, Bucky still had to have the last word. Rather than restart the argument, Steve pulled his phone out of his pocket and typed in a very specific internet search. While, inside the house, Sam continued to calm Bucky's duck. After a long moment, Bucky leaned over to look at Steve's screen.
What you doing?
Searching for local duck breeders.
You want another one?
No! Steve exclaimed. God, no! I want to see if we can find Yaki a real mate so we can get our husband back.
Oh.
The front door opened and Sam poked his head out.
I think it's okay to come back in, he called.
Slowly.
Steve and Bucky exchanged a look. Steve put his phone away and swallowed hard.
He was cute, though, wasn't he?
Bucky said, as they took their first steps towards the house.
When he was little?
Steve sighed.
Yeah, Buck. He was cute.
The end.